ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it. How was your weekend?
Is it ever the same?
Yeah, no, it's always changing. Mm-hmm. I mean, fall's upon us, and it's time to lean in.
Friday night after work, my husband and I took the boys to dinner at Lock Bar. It's not really just a bar. Yeah, it's a restaurant. So we went to Lock Bar. After Lock Bar, we went to Opera, Philadelphia's production of Il Viaggio a Reim. I think I said that right.
Sure.
These are some of the best seats I have ever sat my hiney in.
Really?
Ever. Let alone at the Academy of Music.
And how'd you get these?
I got them the moment the opera opened it up to our non-donation tier. Yeah.
Opera passed it.
Is that what it's called?
I believe opera so. Pass?
What we saw was amazing. I will say that my big kid was acting out, and so probably about a half hour, 45 minutes into it, my husband took him out of the auditorium, and meanwhile, the baby is sleeping in my arms.
Yeah.
But something about the program was misleading. I'm thumbing through the program right now. But as I was watching the opera, I started to realize that Act One is really, really long. Mm-hmm. We are sitting there for an hour and a half, 90 minutes, the baby and I.
No break.
No break. After we've left. I'm reading the program, and it looks like Act One and Act Two were combined, because somewhere in between what I saw, there's a note here that says 20-minute intermission. We didn't get an intermission.
Maybe they said at the beginning or something that...
There may have been a sign that we did not catch.
Okay.
I will say, and I'm holding up to those listening, I'm holding up the program right here to Robert. So this would be Act One, intermission here, mm-hmm. Act Two.
Gotcha.
Intermission here, Act Three. We watched this as though up until here was Act One.
Gotcha. Wow. I mean, that's a long time for people to sit.
It is, especially when you have someone, like, you're trying to balance someone on you in a chair.
Yeah.
This is the production where it takes place in a gallery and the art comes to life.
Wow. Yeah.
So there are pieces of quote-unquote art that are unpacked as part of an exhibition. Mm-hmm. And there are characters that come off, quote-unquote, the painting or the piece of art. For instance, Frida Kahlo. There was a Keith Haring. You know that surrealistic piece with the man in the bowler hat with the apple?
Yeah.
Green apple right in front of him?
Yes.
He was there.
Oh my gosh. Oh, great.
And this was the thing that I think delighted the audience the most. Mm-hmm. People were losing it over it.
Nice.
You got into something, right?
Yeah, I did. I did. Friday night, I had the opportunity to go to see Mount Joy at the Mann Center. You were totally right. It's absolutely amazing there. It's mm-hmm. so great. As long as the weather holds out and you're good to go. Mount Joy is a Philly band, so they really leaned into the Go Birds. There was Eagles chants throughout the night, and they even brought out the Philly Fanatic. They had a second show on Saturday as well that I heard was also absolutely amazing.
I saw so many, not just yours, but so many stories on Instagram from different angles at that show.
Oh, it was great. It was great. I want to look at what a subscription to the Mann Center next year will be, just because it was also easy to get to.
Yeah.
Like, for us in the burbs,
right?
It's an easy spot to get to. So that was nice.
Our marketing consultant, Becca, shout out Becca.
Yeah.
She mentioned to me once that the Mann is one of her favorite venues in the city.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what the Capitol Project does to transform the space even more.
Mm-hmm. One more thing to talk about before we move on to the conversation. Did you see the piece on Calder Gardens in the September Philly Style magazine and the October Vogue?
It's having a moment. It's also flooding my Instagram.
I had no idea what a big deal this was going to be to people outside of Philadelphia.
Right.
I mean, obviously, we know it's special.
Mm-hmm. What's really exciting, too, is it's also bringing up additional conversations about what is the future of the parkway. Right now, it's a thoroughfare of cars, right? And I believe in the future, they will focus it more on walking space and spaces and garden space throughout the city, pushing into making this avenue of the arts as it's turning into for the parkway.
I just pictured the Washington, D.C. mall just now.
Yeah.
Also, are we buying a bag from the Mansur Gavriel by Calder Foundation collection?
I think you are.
I might. This is actually the second collection that Mansur Gavriel did, kind of in cooperation with Calder. The first collection was released in 2018, and it was a collaboration between the handbag company Mansur Gavriel and Hauser and Wirth Gallery, which I believe is out of New York.
Wow.
And they were featuring the Calder motifs. So I don't know what kind of... They must have gotten some sort of licensing from Calder Foundation, but it doesn't seem like they played as big of a role in it the first time around. And this time around, 7 years later, I suppose they're just doing it in celebration or commemoration of the institution opening.
Love that.
We'll link to it in the show notes.
And with that, on to the conversation. Greetings. This is Robert Marsh, and you're listening to Philly Has Heart Podcast. In this podcast, we sit down with artists, gallerists, educators, curators, and other creatives who comprise the Philadelphia art world to discuss upcoming performances, exhibits, and other events and initiatives that are not to be missed. The art scene in Philadelphia is so rich that it can seem daunting. Consider this your weekend cultural recommendation. With me always is my producer, Lucinda Deggerland.
Hello, hello.
And today we have Margaret and Alexa of Philadelphia International Institute Gallery. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Hello.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you. Thank you. So let the audience know kind of your start with Philadelphia International Institute Gallery.
Sure, absolutely. So the PII stands for Philadelphia International Institute. My mom here, Margaret, she started it 35 years ago.
Wow.
As a Polish immigrant, we started, or my mom started, I wasn't here quite yet, started the gallery to bring international artists here to Philadelphia. And we saw a little piece missing of where we can have artists come, international artists, and also for people who appreciate the arts and are immigrants to have a hub and a meeting place. And from there it grew on, and now we also have branched out to American contemporary and all different mediums.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Incredible. Were you always in the space that you are now, or have you moved throughout the city?
No, no, it is the same space. Philadelphia 35 years ago, especially this part of the city look completely different.
Yes.
It was not that many galleries, and the building was somewhere even boarded up. And it was not what it is right now. And it was very difficult to start.
Yeah.
But over the years, this part of the city really bloomed to the most beautiful part of Philadelphia.
Oh, yes.
So we are very, very happy to be there.
Yes.
And people follow us for many, many years.
Oh, yeah.
So now is the renaissance, I would say.
Oh, my gosh, that's perfect.
Yes, absolutely. And we're right there in the heart of Old City, so right in between 2nd and 3rd on Race. And now with First Friday has seemingly come back full force.
Oh, yeah.
And we're so happy. So there's a big resurgence of all the galleries in that area.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the entire Old City turns into a party place at the first Fridays each month. And it's so great because they're filling these galleries. They want to see the new art. They want to be introduced to new artists. And you're an amazing part of that.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And we're really happy to be part of that community. Once again, that it is resurgence, but I remember growing up coming to First Friday and it was a party, right, spilling onto the streets. I remember art students having blankets and selling their art.
Oh my gosh.
Crowded sidewalks. It was a beautiful thing to be part of. And we're getting back there.
Yes, right? We are. Yeah, yes, definitely. Definitely.
We're getting really a lot of visitors. Tourists as well. We recently have a lot of tourists from Germany, from England, and they really prize this part of the city as the most vibrant, right. I would say.
Yes. No, definitely. There's little boutiques and there's shops there too, and it's very walkable. And there are other art museums as well. There's a large furniture network as well in that part of the city. It's so great to see all of the artists come together. Alexa, how did you get introduced to the gallery?
Well, it's always been a big part of my life.
Yes.
I grew up in a very artistic family, as is. I think the majority of us at least have the artistic bone, if not our full-fledged artists.
Yes.
And growing up, as soon as I got the chance to, I immersed myself in arts. So I started out musical theater, always was painting, drawing, studied art history. And when I got into my 20s, I studied film at the National Film School of Łódź in Poland. Oh. And when I came back, I realized the gallery was my passion.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to stay here. I've always been so close with my mom and us and our love of art that it really just went perfectly hand in hand.
Oh, that's lovely.
Real quick, can I say something to our listeners? Margaret looks so proud of you right now.
Yes. I know. Yes. How was it to continue this gallery with your daughter?
It was really amazing to introduce her to the gallery and all the artists we work with. She is such an asset, and she knows a lot about the art, and she helped me to decide which artists we will represent, because sometimes we have a lot of inquiries, all the time, actually, and it's difficult to decide. And with her knowledge and good eye for art, it's much easier for me to make those decisions.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about those artists that you do end up representing? How do you come about choosing that artist? And does that relationship with that artist continue beyond their one-month show?
I would say the relationship definitely continues. We have a bond with all of our artists. It really has to be a partnership.
Yeah.
Whoever we decide to have a show with. And when it started, it was based on the international artists, because that was our niche of trying to bring that to Philadelphia. But as it's moved forward, we go through every avenue. Artists come to us. We found artists on Instagram. We also, just being part of the art community, have people we have sought out ourselves. So it's all different ways that we find our artists.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. At the time when you were representing a lot of international artists, what was the process like to get the art to Philadelphia?
It was not a very easy process.
Right? Because,
yes, some countries, when you take the art for show, they have to have photographs of every one of the works coming out of the country.
Wow.
And they to have to bring the same amount of works. Other way they have to pay tax
or
something like that. And with shipments, sometimes we have little problems, but usually it was a very smooth process.
Yes.
And we have a few international artists which did very well here. We have a French artist. We sold the show on First Friday.
It was
the whole show.
Whole show.
Oh, my gosh.
The same thing happened with Spanish artists. With Polish artist, she is more graphic designer, but very modern. we sold like half of the show. She will be coming to the gallery in September 2026 again because it was very successful.
How
show.
Far ahead? I'm going to jump in real quick. How far ahead are you? Have you planned your artists or your shows out?
At least a year, sometimes a year and a half. We're now booking 2027 because especially with artists who are not local, there is a lot of preparations. They have to get a business visa, not tourist visa, because otherwise it can be complications. So they have to have a business visa to come. We will send a letter that they are coming for the show to PIA Gallery, and it takes time. Everything takes time. They have to think about the shipping on time, and so it's long process.
Wow.
And with local artists is much easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Robert, did you know that the first time Petit Garçon and I walked into Pai Gallery, they were showing a Kazakh artist?
No way.
And at that time, Petit Garçon had spent more time living in Kazakhstan than he had been living in the United States.
Right.
So it was really, really interesting to kind of have that conversation with Alexa and Margaret.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Asulu Kedzhanova.
Yes.
She was born in Kazakhstan.
Wow.
And when I mentioned that some other people were in Kazakhstan, she couldn't believe it. She thought she's like on an island.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Which is ironic because it's actually the largest landlocked country in the world.
It was so interesting
seeing throughout the month, many people were like, oh my gosh, like Kazakh artist, how beautiful.
Yes.
And it brings us back to that point of like, it really was a meeting place.
Yes.
And
yes.
People finally found a space where they felt seen.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I love
that. Oh, it's beautiful. So great.
What can the audience see at Pai Gallery over the next 3 months?
Yes. So in October, we'll have Natalie McDonald. It will be paintings and different media.
Excellent.
November, we will have a Polish-born artist, Nina Kędzierska. She do tapestries.
Oh, and beautiful.
She works with sisal. It's very rough material to work.
Yeah.
And with her tiny hands, working with these beautiful monumental tapestries. Gorgeous show.
Wow.
I really highly recommend to coming to this show. It will be amazing.
Excellent.
Yes. And then December, we will have Patricia Amos Rieland, Philadelphia known artist. She show in so many places, and she will have also paintings and mixed media. And we actually have quite a lot of artists which are Philadelphia artists, very bright young people and very promising artists. Mm-hmm. So we are always very excited going to the studios, see the works. So it's whole process. So we cannot do it like, 2 months later.
Right, yes.
Yes, and even local artists appreciate the time to prepare.
Yes.
Everyone likes a little bit of time.
Yes.
What's usually the expectation of the artist in the number of works that you suggest that they bring to the gallery?
We like to have the artist bring, if anything, bring too many and scale it back.
Gotcha. Mm.
But not too much where it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
We still want to give each space room to breathe. I would say, do you want to put a number on it? Like 19,
sometimes
20?
14 depends on the size as well.
True.
Because if they have big canvas, like we have artists we represent for years, Marek Wojtowicz, his canvas are monumental. So he can bring 12 at the most or 10.
Right.
Because it will look better. But with a smaller pieces, can be even 20 pieces or more.
What do you specifically look for in an artist?
I think the main thing we look for is if something in us is drawn to it. I think it's just true raw talent.
Yeah.
I think that is the main thing. I know that when we see something and we're drawn to it and it gets us excited, that's when we start planning.
Yeah.
Mm. At least that's me personally, and that's how it's been moving forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Do you represent any emerging artists that we should have on our radar?
Ooh, I think,
all of them?
Yes. Yes. I was going to say, it's hard, all of them. I think we were even discussing last month's show with Originally Distinct, who is a local artist. And he's really amazing. I mean, what he's done with both clothing and his artwork. And we have another artist showing next month. We have Natalie Hope McDonald. I wouldn't necessarily say she's emerging, but good show to keep a lookout for because she's everywhere. She's represented by the Philadelphia Museum of Art. She's been represented by galleries here in Philadelphia. And we're just really happy to support all of our artists. Right. We really do stand by each artist that we represent. Yeah.
Some of our previous gallery owners have shared that some mediums are definitely harder to sell to the public than others. Do you have favorite mediums that you like to represent?
Paintings, probably, and sculpture, and also works on paper.
Yeah.
So they are our favorite, who is very, very modern, is very difficult. Because we don't have that much space to put a big TV or screen to do a video as well.
Right.
And so we are a little limited with that because how the gallery is designed, it will be very difficult to have visual arts represented.
Yeah,
and only to add on to that as well, sometimes we do even have two artists show in the same month. So we have had, since we do have a little bit of a two-room experience, we have had two completely different artists. So you have like the full realm, and it's so interesting to see what people respond to.
Right.
In other instances, we've had a sculpturist also work with an artist. So there's multiple elements.
Oh, wow.
So we're always playing around with different ideas to give the full scale and to let people have different experiences within the gallery.
I love that. I love that. Like a little artist collaboration as well. Where can our audience find you both online and in real life?
Online, we have our website, which is PIIGallery.com. We're on Instagram now as well, and that's also Pi Gallery. And physically, we're our 242 Race Street. So right between 2nd and 3rd on Race.
Excellent.
And we are open from Thursday to Saturday, 12 to 6 p.m. And on First Friday, we are open from 5 to 9 p.m.
Excellent. And it's always a good time.
Yes.
We're going to transition into some rapid-fire questions for you.
Yes, please.
If you could describe the Philly art scene in one word.
The first word that comes to my mind is community. Especially since we've branched out to doing local and American contemporary artists as well. I've thought about our gallery, and I think art is just a huge basis of this community and just generally. I think it's a really big connector.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So as soon as I thought of that, I think of us all getting together and appreciating art.
That's great.
Do you have one? We might be different.
No, I agree with this. Totally, but it's very dynamic scene in Philadelphia. Very dynamic. So many things happening.
Right.
Like Fringe Festival starting in September, and all the concerts and movies and theaters. And it's really very dynamic scene.
I love
very
it.
Very dynamic.
Cheesesteaks, with whiz or without?
Oh, I'm a wit whiz type of girl.
Nice.
Yes, same with me.
Excellent.
You're going to go for it.
Yes, go all in. If you could have any artist in history produce a portrait of you, who would it be?
Oh, a portrait makes it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new question to our rapid fire lineup.
Because the, this
it's personal. Mm.
I'm very excited to plug our March show.
Perfect. That's good.
Where there will be a portrait of, I believe, my good friend and artist and friend of the gallery, Alois McIlwain goes by Culture's Clothing. He's a really highly decorated artist here in Philadelphia and globally.
Excellent.
And yeah, he's going to be doing a live portrait of me in March. Nice.
We met him 2 weeks ago, didn't we?
Yes.
Bridget Myers.
Oh, so good.
Yes, and you'll recognize, as soon as you see one of his pieces, you start to recognize his art all around Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
And I believe he's even currently in Europe doing more murals.
Spain and France.
Berlin, Amsterdam.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. He's very well-known muralist.
Excellent, excellent.
So I will have to say that, but... it's my portrait.
Yes, yes.
You make the rules.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, mine will be maybe between Chagall and I will Salvador Dali.
Oh, it's difficult. Beautiful, but beautiful. Yes. This is a listener question. Is there certain music or reality show or some type of background noise that you listen to when you're working?
That's why we create such a bond with the artists. As soon as I do prep and I start working throughout the month, I start talking to the artists about what music they like.
Yeah.
And usually I go as far as even what I'm wearing represents the artist. It's a really important thing because every artist that I've spoken to usually does have their own music style and what they listen to when they're working.
Wow.
And I think as soon as they enter the gallery to play, what inspires them makes a nice difference in ambiance.
Oh, that's beautiful. Your favorite art museum outside of Philadelphia?
My San Francisco MoMA.
Oh, lovely. Yes.
I like it very much.
Yeah.
I think I'm always drawn to the textile museum in Łódź in Poland.
Nice.
It's really beautiful. And also, they take it's a whole new view on textile and art, and it's always very empowering when I go there.
Lovely, lovely. Your favorite Philadelphia neighborhood?
Well, we are an old city. I do have to say I have a soft spot there. Second would be South Philly, but every so often I have to. I was just in Rittenhouse for the Fine Arts Festival.
Yeah.
That park is so great. Yeah. I love to just go and sit, have lunch. So everywhere but soft spot here in Old City.
Yes.
Okay, set the scene. We are planning a heist. What piece of art are we stealing for your collection?
Hmm. Should I say it on here?
Yeah.
No, just kidding. Just kidding. In case, like, one day. If I'm going to do a heist, going to borrow, because Chagall is one of my favorites as well. So I would maybe say Chagall, or wouldn't it be very cool to maybe have a piece from Frida Kahlo?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Margaret, are we having a heist? Are you going along with us?
Yes. Dali.
Dali, nice. Perfect, perfect. And then finally, what's your favorite beverage of the moment?
Oh, well, Diet Pepsi.
Yes.
But it's something bubbly.
I love it.
Love a little bubble, love a little caffeine.
Perfect. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I like a green tea.
Lovely.
Green
perfect,
tea.
Perfect.
Well, curious.
Thank you both. This was lovely.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be in your show. Thank you. Really?
Yes.
Thank you. And we'll see you on First Friday.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Everyone check out Pie Gallery.
This weekend, because First Friday in Old City is this Friday, and our pick for the night is PII Gallery opening. Natalie Hope McDonald's show will open, as Margaret and Alexa mentioned in our conversation, and we, Robert and I, will be pouring complimentary drinks for the first hour starting at 6 p.m., so come have happy hour with us.
Yeah, enjoy the evening. Da Vinci Art Alliance opening on October 2nd. Two new shows, and we will be pouring refreshments for opening reception on October 4th from 4 to 7.
The Philadelphia Theater Company's primary trust is ongoing, but the Drama Discovery Day series Child Care Matinee, whew, a mouthful, is Saturday, October 4th at 2 p.m. Check out the show notes for a 10% off coupon code off single tickets.
Ooh.
This weekend is the last weekend of six at the Academy of Music from the Ensemble Arts Broadway series. There's some feminism for you.
The Philadelphia Chamber Music Society presents Sphinx Virtuosi on October 11th at 7:30 at the Perlman Theater in the Kimmel Center.
The Pico Free First Sunday Family Day is at the Barnes this Sunday, October 5th.
The Philadelphia Ballet Gala and Gala Performance is October 11th. There are Young Friends level tickets still available.
The Museum for Art and Wood Young Artist Speaker Series featuring Sterling Cruz Hare is on Wednesday, October 15th at noon, free.
Ballet X's 20th Anniversary Gala is October 28th.
At the Prince Center through November 22nd, a solo show titled False Dawn and a group show titled Memory Loss.
Tickets for the traveling exhibition Dream World Surrealism at 100 are available. The exhibit does not open until November 8th and runs until February 16th. We cannot get over the fact that the PMA is the only United States venue getting a stop.
Take that, National Gallery of Art.
And with that, Philly has art.
And art! Has anybody bought the...
From Originally Distinct?
Originally Distinct, that one jacket, the silhouette.
You know, I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, oh, I wonder if I should bring the postcard from that show if you didn't grab one. But everyone was interested. He ended up doing limited edition digital prints, and those were bought up.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So they were smaller format, and there was a limited...
More accessible.
More accessible, and I believe there was 12, 15 of those, and those sold.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was an amazing piece. People really resonated. Yes, yeah. Really responded to that one. And we're hoping if and when we work with him again, he has a cardigan of that piece. Like, it's actually, he made with flowers all
with
over
like,
it.
Like merch.
Yes.
It was really cool. They had a rack of clothes in the back of merch that was based upon the art or tied into it.
Oh, cool.
And his merch sold out.
Wow.
So that was a really good idea. And that was a big learning experience for us as well. Like, people apparently really love limited edition merch on top of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, real quick. I found that there are brands that are actively collaborating with the Met to produce like limited edition collections. Like, have you ever heard of Lily Saduki? She does the knotted headbands. She has a collection, and in each collection, there are about four artists. It's Kandinsky, Lee, Toulouse, Mondrian, A-I-S, Greece.
Okay.
Greece.
Also, Pac Sun. Oh. Is collaborating with the Met, which is insane.
Oh, I saw that actually.
It's sold out nearly. And also, have you ever heard of Todd Snyder? It's like, he collaborates with the Met.